Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show.
Hello, Cleaning Nation. How are you guys today? You may notice that I am not Mike. Today is a special episode with myself and our amazing VA, Christy. And we're going to be talking about kind of like how to scale your business with a VA. Really, there's a point in your business where you get to and you're like, there are just too many components to deal with on the day-to-day, and you find yourself working on everything. So you are just spending the majority of your time and energy and efforts on working on your business, right? There's really crucial pieces that you have to do, like setting up appointments and following up with people and client, you know, services and managing your employees and making sure all the back end stuff, all your systems are working, like your sales funnels, your employee funnels, all that stuff that Mike talks about, which is incredibly crucial. But ultimately, as the owner and the person that is guiding and steering your ship, it takes a ton of energy and effort and time to do. And then at the end of the day, when you're done with all these tasks, you're like, I don't have the time or energy to really work on growing my business. I don't have the time or energy to really focus on creating, like, you know, that core value culture, creating ads to attract the right people to you, to grow your business, to come up with the concepts that can really take your business to the next level. And there's like this huge headache of trying to figure all that stuff out. We talk about building systems. We talk about, you know, client attraction, employee attraction, and even just like systematizing your day. But a lot of that takes technical expertise, and you can absolutely do it yourself. But the problem is you have to learn all of it, right? Which takes even more time. So part of that is being able to offload all of that work to an amazing virtual assistant or VA and freeing up your time to actually get it done. And a lot of people feel like, you know, in order to do the tasks that need to be done, they got to hire like a full-time employee, which takes time, energy, and resources, training them, getting everything done. And it is just like this massive undertaking. And so instead of doing that, we just, you know, pull up our pants and we're like, I'm just going to work harder. So I'm just going to work even harder because I don't have the time or energy or effort or resources to hire a full-time employee and have them come into my office. And they don't realize that they can get a incredibly competent and helpful and oftentimes somebody that is way better at them than doing these things than themselves. So having said that, I want to introduce everybody to our amazing magic fairy that gets all of this stuff done, Christy Sanchez. Christy, you want to just kind of introduce yourself a little bit and say hi to everyone?
Definitely. Hi, I'm Christy. I am Mike and Natalie's virtual assistant, or fairy, I guess. So I've been with them for a little while now. And I help them with a variety of different things. And I don't know, I feel like I'm kind of all over the place with you guys sometimes, which is a good thing. It's fun. It keeps it interesting. So, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, honestly, like we had this belief that in order to get all of these technical aspects done, that we had to hire somebody and train them and go through this whole process. And it was just going to cost this fortune in just time and money, right? And so what we did is the first way we made a big mistake is we actually went and tried to find kind of foreign labor, working with people that are in the Philippines and having them help us. And the problem is that the time difference and the language barrier proved to be way more time consuming and cost ineffective than we realized. And when it comes to virtual assistants, you really do get what you pay for. It absolutely helps to find somebody here in the States who speaks the native language, that understands processes and systems already. And the way that we did that is we went on to Upwork.com and we researched for, we actually made a job posting for a virtual assistant, and we found Christy. And it was kind of serendipitous. You know, we gave her a call, and then I don't know if she was going to, what was the story behind that? I think we were supposed to call you, and then you weren't supposed to pick up, but you did.
Yeah, I think Mike had, he left me a message, and then I called him back and he picked up, but he like wasn't trying to pick up. He actually was trying to hit like deny or something. It was just, yeah. And then we ended up talking. So it worked out.
Yeah, it really did. And Christy has like, I mean, taken to this like a duck to water. I mean, you absolutely had a lot of the technical know-how and background, which was super helpful. And I can't, like, before we had Christy, Mike and I were constantly trying to figure out each other's roles. And, you know, as everybody here knows, Mike is kind of like the brains behind the operation, right? Like, he's the big picture guy. He knows all the coaching. He does all the content. And I did all the little stuff in the background. And it was this constant struggle of me trying to keep up and handle all of these small projects plus my day-to-day. And I kept dropping balls. And so what we did is we created an outline of everything that I did every day. So like I, you know, from the very beginning of the day to the very end of the day, I would list out all the different things that I did. And that was crucial in able to kind of create a job description for somebody to come in and take over those day-to-day tasks. One thing is, you know, it's really crucial that you find somebody that is competent, that can speak to you well, and you really jive well with. And that was like instant with Christy. And then the second part is that you have a very, very clear job line out for that person. So, you know, we were able to tell Christy, okay, this is exactly what we'd like you to do. And we started off with something really small, right? Like we just had you do a quick little task. And you were able to handle it, like, I mean, right away. Like you were just, and you, not only that, but you actually came back with suggestions that were even more helpful. And you're like, hey, what do you think about doing it this way? And I think that would be more effective if we kind of added this to that system. And we were like, perfect. We love you. And so each time we kept adding more and more, kind of giving Christy more and more stuff. And the difference now in my day to day is huge. I'm able to do my job more effectively, knowing that I have this amazing person that's on my side that really cares about our company. She really cares about you guys, Cleaning Nation, and is just amazing. So is there anything else that like you want to share about, like, you know, how to be a VA and like kind of what people should be looking for in a VA to help them kind of ease their burden and give them time to really grow their business?
Yeah, definitely. I think one of the biggest things that I've learned being a VA and kind of like having like successful like experience is like having really open communication. So I feel like me and Natalie are constantly either texting or emailing back and forth. I find that I would rather almost share too much or ask too many questions to make sure I'm doing things correctly. Just because there are a lot of specifics, you know, I obviously haven't been with them from the beginning. So, you know, finding a VA that really cares about your business and also is willing to ask questions. And I think through asking questions, it shows that you care about the business and where they're going. And like Natalie said, the expectations I think is huge. Like I always want to know, like, what are your expectations? Like, when do you want things done by? What are your goals for this project? So I think finding a VA that has that kind of mindset is really important too. And I think one other thing I want to mention is, I know a lot of the people that aren't part of Cleaning Nation, a lot of times it's like a couple. So it's like a husband wife duo. And I think it's important too, as a VA, to like make sure you find somebody that like respects both people. Because I've seen that before where sometimes it's like, you know, like you're going to one person or there's like an issue. So I think it's really important to find like a VA that is going to mutually respect both of you know, the owners. So, and, you know, keep the communication open. So yeah, those are a few things that I would keep in mind.
Absolutely. And that, I mean, that also kind of like plays into, you know, understanding like each person's goals and like kind of what they want. You know, I've got a couple of questions here where like Stella is asking, how about employees, employing a part-time employee to help them, to coach them into a position filled by VA. Yeah, you can absolutely do that. I'm not saying that this is the only way to go. But the benefit of the VA is that you don't have to hire this person, right? Like, you know, Upwork kind of manages all of the pay, the hours, they track all the work that you're doing. So you don't have to worry about this person saying, well, I worked 100 hours when they really worked 10. But yeah, you absolutely can hire an employee. Just the VA is super convenient in that you don't have to officially hire that person, but they are qualified, they've been tested, and you can really track them well. And Michelle's asking, what types of things do VAs do? Scheduling, bookkeeping? Absolutely. Christy, do you want to kind of go into the stuff that you do and then stuff that other VAs you've talked to do?
Yeah, definitely. I would say VAs kind of do everything, a variety of different things. I typically primarily focus in like project management work. A lot of times I'm overseeing people, or I'm doing things like I do for Mike and Natalie, like just like doing scheduling and keeping track of things. A lot of times virtual assistants also do like marketing things like social media. Like I do a variety of that kind of work as well. So it's kind of all over. You know, I feel like a really good VA is somebody who can kind of either has like the skills already and they can kind of, they're diverse in what they can do, or there's someone that can take on a project and maybe they don't know how to do it, but they're willing to figure it out and, you know, learn quickly. So I would say kind of a variety of different things for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you can outsource all those small but frustrating parts of your business, you know, billing, payroll, scheduling, technical stuff, customer support, content for marketing, you know, all the things that, you know, you need to do, but don't have time to do. I mean, right now, Mike is helping somebody else in Cleaning Nation, and Christy and I, his assistants and VA, are, you know, creating this content and helping you, Cleaning Nation, while he's able to help other people on a more personal one-by-one basis. So I really do want to get into that and kind of talk about how, you know, you can offload all this stuff and then, you know, build your business. And it's really, really important to have like those systems in place. That said, you know, I want to get kind of more into like the things that help make sure that you hire like, you know, a VA and them not feel totally lost. You know, creating that list on a day-to-day, having that schedule set up, having a very, very clear path for them to follow. Because, you know, if you're coming into a business, like you said, and you're not there on a day-to-day basis, you haven't gone through like an official training process, for them to have that list to go through is really crucial. And of course, if you want to, you know, talk to Christy and you know, because we love her, she's amazing. If you want to know what that looks like, Christy, do you want to share with people how they can kind of get in contact with you?
Yeah, definitely. You guys can either reach out to me like on the Facebook page, send me a message. Otherwise, you can just email me directly at Christy@growmycleaningcompany.com. And I'd be happy to chat with you further about any questions you have.
Awesome. Yeah. And I think they can absolutely, you know, get that tremendous benefit from offloading a lot of the things that are challenging day to day and the things that can really bog you down. So yeah, I mean, like when we found you, I think I had a lot of reservations about like, well, it's just not going to be as time saving as, you know, I'd hope, because we'd had bad experiences before. And I was like, this is just not going to work. So we just kind of had like a, you know, I was like, oh, I don't know if I can offload this stuff. And then we did. And it just started freeing up more time that I was like, this is amazing. As a mother and as an entrepreneur, my time is so, so, so valuable. And like having that freedom to know that like Christy's on it, she can handle it, I can now focus on the big picture stuff is absolutely huge. it's just not like, you know, you just know that things are going to get done on the right time, not just when you remember to do them, which is huge, because we always forget, like, well, you know, did I do that? Or am I missing emails? Or am I getting back to people? And, you know, is this customer happy? Having that VA is just, I can't even explain how, what peace of mind it brings. It's really just like huge. That said, we could kind of talked about, like, you know, what makes a good VA owner relationship. But is there anything else, Christy, that you want to kind of add to, like, how to keep that relationship going and how to, like, maximize it and get the most out of that relationship?
Definitely. Yeah. I think another really important part of that is, as a VA, like, you should know your client's weaknesses, I guess. So I found that a lot of times when I've worked with owners, you know, like you guys or other entrepreneurs, you know, organization is a big one, because they've got so many things going on, big picture, you're focused on, like, the end results. So, like, for myself, I'm always kind of trying to look for potential, like, things that maybe you guys are missing. Like, just yesterday, like, I was looking at Mike's calendar and I was like, I think he double booked himself or something, you know? So I think it's important, like, as a VA to know that, like, obviously your client has their strengths, and you want to kind of, like, I don't know, like, you want to make their life easier, obviously. Like, that's my goal. your guys' life should be easier. So I should be complimentary to, you know, obviously your weaknesses. So I'm trying to fill in those things. And again, I think it comes back to communication. Like, you've got to keep the doors open, communicating about different things, knowing what's going on, you know, because then that just kind of helps the relationship. And you kind of, yeah, I think you build expectations from there too, just like knowing ahead of time, like, what they're expecting. And, you know, eventually, I think over time, it becomes like this seamless relationship where you just kind of know what you should be doing or what needs to be done. So,
absolutely. I think you've really grown into this position where, you know, at first it was like, okay, so how am I supposed to be doing this? And how do I, you know, figure all these parts out? Because Christy is now doing, like, all of our podcasts, and she kind of handles getting all of our content written. And now she's, you know, kind of becoming more proactive, like, oh, we should do this in the group. And what do you guys think about, like, sharing that? And she's really become an indispensable part of our team. And I really feel like that is the ultimate goal with having a VA in your business, is somebody that truly loves and cares about your business, but is kind of like this super easy to use resource that makes your life a lot easier and allows you to focus on working on your business rather than in it. And you don't get caught up in the details that you aren't good at, right? Like, a lot of us aren't technically savvy. We don't know how to produce a podcast or, you know, create funnels or work with the social media. And so we get scared and we back off and we don't want to do it. But you can absolutely hire somebody who is way better at these things than you are and help you to implement all of those systems. And then that kind of dovetails into, like, a lot of the systems that, you know, we talk about. And if you want to, you know, talk to Mike about how to create these systems, how to create, like, these job listings, and how to kind of get your business to the point where you can have, like, this VA handle all of that and really streamline your business and take it to the next level, I would definitely schedule a breakthrough session with Mike. If you go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk, you can set up a time to talk with Mike, and he can discuss with you, like, your business, where you are, where you're going to be, how to get there, and how all of these systems and everything fit into place to really give you the time, energy, and, you know, mental space to, like, work on your business rather than just doing this, like, 60, 70, 80 hour a week job that is just sucking the life out of you. So if you want to do that, definitely go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. I'm going to put that up real quick. There we go. And schedule a time to talk with Mike about growing your business and how to, like, you know, get these systems in place. And of course, myself and Christy will probably be somewhere in the mix. And we would love to chat with you guys and take you to the next level. So yeah, Christy, do you have any closing words before I let you? Oh, wait, hold on. We've got a question here from Stella. She says, do you believe that VAs could take the place of services like basic SEO, social media management, And what kind of tools do VAs actively use? For example, like Hootsuite and things like that. Christy, you want to kind of speak to that or?
Sure. Yeah, I would definitely say for sure. It's just a matter of having that conversation and finding the right VA. So obviously VAs work, it kind of varies, you know, obviously even price point, all those things. So it's just finding someone to fit what you're specifically looking for, which is just having a conversation. And, you know, obviously virtual assistants that, you know, focus on marketing, they're going to be using the latest marketing software programs like Hootsuite and other ones too. So it's just having that conversation with them.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, that can all be built into those systems that we create, right? Like you have like, you know, your social media, your client attraction, your employee attraction, all these different parts will all be systematized. It's just a matter of creating those systems and then deploying a VA to really help you maximize it. Awesome. Well, that is it for today. Christy, thank you so much for hanging out with me. And I'm just really excited to share you with Cleaning Nation. You've brought us so much joy, and I'm really excited to continue working with you, Cleaning Nation. I really do hope that you reach out to Mike and schedule a call with him, because we are excited to help you guys to kick off 2019 and just make it the best year that you've ever had. So, bye, guys. I hope this was helpful.
Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.